Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us, both on the radio dial and online. That was actually Karen White with Unbreakable from her brand new album, Carpe Diem. Of course, seizing the day. Someone else who is seizing the day today is Cleo Thomas. He's a recording artist that has not only been able to find success on television, but now, of course, he has lovers of his music literally around the world. He's making his first appearance here on Conversations Live to take us through the journey and also to introduce his new single, So Many Girls. Cleo, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on the program, and congratulations to you. As I said, you know, some people have gotten to know you from television, but you've been able to show them that you have skills that are not only in music, but also in being able to show people what is possible for them. You know, when you look at the success you've had, Cleo, both on television and also now with music and people literally around the world, as I said, you know, becoming fans of yours, what has it been like for you to be able to find something that you love and then to have people appreciate it?
It's an amazing feeling. You know, I take my craft very serious. You know, this is something, entertaining people is something I told my mom I wanted to do when I was 5 years old. And, you know, to be able to be 23 and to have accomplished what I have so far, it's an amazing feeling, man. And to know that there's people out there who enjoy what I do, who look forward to, you know, whatever new thing I'm about to release, it's an amazing feeling.
So when did you know, Cleo? Because I think all of us, you know, when you think about the success that we've had in life, I mean, there was a point, I think, when all of us knew, you know what, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what feels right, and this is what, you know, what really is my purpose. Did you know at five that, you know, not only did you love what you were doing and loved, you know, music, but did you know at that point that there was something that was going to be different about you?
I knew, you know, when I told my mom at 5 years old that I wanted to be an actor, you know, that was really just because of me watching, you know, shows like the Bill Cosby Show and knowing that, you know, they were telling these stories, but they were actually interacting with the audience who was watching. So, you know, with that, that's what just made me want to even try to entertain people. And past that, you know, when we finally got to L.A. and I finally got to audition for my first thing and got caught up in the whole, you know, mix of the industry, it was a beautiful feeling. And, you know, I just knew that this was for me. I was supposed to be able to entertain people. I was supposed to be able to take a character and make it believable. I was supposed to be able to take a...
Okay, we seem to have lost our connection there with Cleo. One of the great things about live radio, anything can happen. But for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with Cleo Thomas. He's an individual that people have gotten to know from acting, but also from music as well. I was just asking him about when he knew what he wanted to do and that this was what his purpose was. He was sharing with us, it was at the age of five, that he knew he wanted to get into acting. And then, of course, once he came to L.A., he was sharing with us that, you know, that's when he realized I'm also about the music and his love for music. As we're working to get that connection fixed, you know, as I mentioned too, you know, the single that we're going to be introducing here with Cleo is So Many Girls. It's a single that's available right now on iTunes as well as through Amazon.com. We're going to be telling you also how you can stay in contact with Cleo as well as watch the video for the single on his website as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that. You know, I think one of the things that Cleo has shown us already, and just briefly in this conversation already, is that you have to have a goal. You have to have a purpose for yourself, and that you can't just think things are going to happen for you just because you have to work for it. My producer, Jeff, told me that. I think we have Cleo back with us. Cleo, can you hear us okay?
Yep, I'm back.
Okay, good. All right, good. Well, no, I was just sharing with our listeners that may have been just tuning in that you were sharing with us, you know, once you got to L.A., that you know, and started, you know, being able to work with other people, other professionals, that really kind of solidified it for you. So when you looked in at the idea of having fans, you know, to do something that you love is great, but then to have people really appreciate it has to be really a humbling thing for you. What has that been like for you to know that people are not only enjoying what you're doing, Cleo, but also they're looking forward to what's next from you?
Oh, man, it's something I would never take for granted. My parents have taught me, you know, to stay humble, stay level-headed, and, you know, people appreciate that even more. You know, people appreciate that you appreciate them. So it's a great feeling, man. It's a great feeling to be able to put out music and to you know, from the roles, like, you know, from Zero, from the film Holes I did, to the film Role Bounce, when I played the character Mix Mike, to Walking Tall with The Rock. You know, for people to just go and watch every film, you know, first seeing my face really break out on the screen with Holes, and then to just follow everything I've done since then, it's an amazing feeling, man, amazing.
Yeah. We all know what it's like to go through the valley, to have those challenges in our lives, and then the times when we feel as though things aren't going the way we would want them to go, or at the speed that we would want them to go. What has kept you motivated? What has kept you inspired along this journey?
The dream, you know, just a dream. You know, I knew both, even as a kid, I knew that, you know, acting wasn't, you know, I wasn't gonna book my first thing as soon as I got to it. It wasn't gonna happen like that. I understood that everything takes time. There's a process with everything, but if I stay focused on it, and I stay, you know, if I stay focused on that dream, it'll happen.
Yeah. You were tweeting about earlier today, Cleo, about those fans who have been with you from your first mixtape now to the new project and the new music. When you have those individuals that have been with you, that have kind of followed you, what does that do as far as motivating you as far as to what comes out next? Because I have to imagine that, you know, if something is well received, you know, there has to be something within you that wants to be able to deliver that greatness each and every time. So how does that motivate you to know that people have been rocking with you through all this journey?
It makes me want to become better. It makes me want to make sure that every project that I put out is not only better than the last, but to gain new listeners, to gain new followers, to gain new, you know, a new aspect of the fan base, just to continue to put out to the best of them. And I know my fans appreciate that. I know my fans look forward to the new remix record, the new mixtape, or the new single. They look forward to those things, and I just want to make sure to surprise them and give them what they ask for.
All right. The new single is So Many Girls, Cleo. I was telling our listeners earlier that you know, it's available now all over the place, iTunes, Amazon.com, has various versions of it as well. Tell us about how the single came about.
The single, man, I really wanted to make a record that I felt that could be a party record for, you know, the next 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years. And that's what me and the production team, the Monsters and the Strangers, came up with. And it's getting a great reaction. You know, the video just premiered on 106 in Park. It's getting plays around the nation, soon to be number one record in the world.
Yeah. So since we have you here with us, Cleo, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for us?
Yo, what's going on? This is Cleo Thomas. This is my brand new single, So Many Girls, live right here. Let's go.
Uh-oh, freaky clean bag. Shawty, come and tell me how you want it. Say you want it bad. Let's keep the party going till the morning. Party going till the morning. Pocket sauce, wild, pretty. Girls with a booty bouncing like a trampoline. I just wanna cut, move a scene. Shout out MJ, babe. Billie Jean, Mary Carey and Jane. Yeah, they all the same. And China got a big O. F can't be tamed. But I'ma put my step on it. Yeah, that was the name. And call it Team Cleo. Now go insane. With a booty in my left hand, got a camera. Take it to the back.
dropping down they dickies. So I'ma take my belt off and show them all my dickies. Put your birthday suit on. I'm the witch, blow me out, sexual Pilates. Work it in, stretch you out. Booty in my left and got a camera in my right. Said it's taking pictures, so I won't forget tonight. The way she dancing on me, man, I'm about to take her home. And if you know the words, shot a gun and sing the song.
Energy, and they know that they're going to have a good time, and I know I'm going to have a good time because they're going to give me that energy right back. You know, I just had a show in Chicago about 3 days ago, and it was about 3,000 plus people. And I say, you know, out of that 3,000, maybe close to maybe 200 were, you know, avid listeners who have been, you know, listening since The World is a Cartoon. This is the very first mixtape, and people around seeing the reaction as soon as I come out on stage, or they can't help but be hooked and wonder exactly how is this show about to go. And then when they get the chance to see that full-on energy that whole time and everyone's hands are in the air, it's incredible, incredible feeling.
So talk to us then about the platform you have. I mean, I think anybody who, and we were talking about this with our first guest this hour, that, you know, when you have the attention on you, I mean, the important thing is to have something to say. So for you, when people hear the name Cleo Thomas, what do you hope they think about? What do you hope they expect from you?
I hope they expect to, you know, to be entertained, just to be entertained, to know that I take this craft very serious, you know, whether it's acting or whether it's music, it's something that I take very serious. It's not a joke to me at all. I take every job with, you know, with full-on compassion and love for it.